the inaccurate rendition of the Sefer Trumas Hadeshen, which is not, I didn't say it, the Sefer Yad Yehuda said it, caused an entire change in the Ramah. I brought my Yad Yehuda in, and he explains that, can you get Yad Yehuda on Hebrew books? I'm curious, why not? If it exists, like Shagat inside. Not the clear print that we're used to in the Megillah Sefer, but it's a pretty clear Rashi print. I'm not sure if they have it. Could be, if they don't have it, we'll find a different way to show it to you. He says that there are more Shina, there are more change, there are more change the text as we have it in the Trumas Hadeshen. You all have, most of you have the Darkei Moshe Aruch, the green combination sefer there. The Torah Shulchanah has the Darkei Moshe Aruch. Who wrote the Adyu? It's a good question. A Rav Yehuda Leibish Lando, yeah. Hebrew books? Good. Yeah, He says over here he was the Abezin in Russia, in Kalis, and in Molov. Oh, Molov is a famous Shmuel Molov, was one of the Gedolim of the 19th century. And he's now an Abezin in Sadagura. It's also a famous town. Sadagura was with the Sadagura Rebbe from the Rishina dynasty. There's a Sadagura in Yerushalayim, a big base manish there in. Yehuda Leibish Lando, Lamed Nun Dara. Yes. I'm on page. Samach, if it goes by pages.
Is it Samach?
But it has to be like the one on the four volumes. Which, can you see what. Yes.
Yeah.
This is. It said Basbachal. Yes. I'm on page Samach Vav. 66, try 70. Whoa, Trafus. Keep going. Okay, 200. Keep going. Yeah, it's just. I told you. Keep another 100. Keep going. Try it. No, go back a few pages. Go back. Yeah, see what happens. So it's the wrong volume. I told you. You need Basel Bechol. It's the wrong. You're in the wrong volume. Trafus. Two volumes later. Keep going. Yeah, pay this is the fish. Pay Zayin to Kofila. That's all. That's what it says the fish. That's it. That's it.
There's only one.
Why?
Oh, they haven't finished it yet.
Safe and not yet. They don't do it.
Yeah.
Complaint to Tzvika Reisman. I didn't do it yet. Okay, we don't have it. Sorry, we tried. Okay, they have to. They're not up to it yet. They haven't done it. Okay, but it was a good try, good effort. The bottom line is, so then go back to your Torah Beis Yosef that you have, and look at the Darkei Moshe Aruch. You'll see the change in the text from what we had on this board yesterday, and what it says over here. Does anyone have it? You have the Torah Shulchan Aruch. Darkei Moshe Aruch is printed on the side in the green one that you have, and there's a significant change in the text. The correct text says, we saw yesterday, Ein yatzal lettuce bo b'kedera shel basar machmas hazeya mutter im lo demashe b'kedera rosachas b'fnei atzma. That's the correct text. But the Darkei Moshe's text, instead of im lo, he had afal gav, which is the opposite. Afal gav demashe b'kedera rosachas b'fnei atzma. Complete reverse. One word changed everything. Imlo means if it's not hot, then it's mutter. Afalgav means it's, even though it is hot, it's still mutter. How can that be? So the Ramah, because of the incorrect text that he had no alternative but to say that Ein Yad So Let Us Bo in the Zeya. Otherwise, the sense makes no sense. As we have, I'm reading you the text of the Darkei Moshe. You should have it in front of you. He says, "Ein yatz lezvo b'kdeira shel basar machmas hazeya mutter afal gav the mashe b'kdeira sachas b'fnei yatzma." Wait a second. He just got through saying, "Ein yatz lezvo b'kdeira shel basar." So what does it mean? The answer is, it's ein yatz lezvo machmas hazeya. It's independently yatz lezvo according to his girsa afal gav. So how do you explain it? So the Ramah understood it, that the Zeya itself is not Yad Soletzbo. So what it means is, you put your hand there, your hand can be kept there, your hand is not Yad Soletzbo. You put your hand right near the Eitzelah Kedera, it's not Yad Soletzbo. That shows it's not Yad Soletzbo in the Kedera because of the Zeya that's coming up. Even though it happens to be hot independently. So obviously you have to measure it. How do you know if it's independent or not independent? There's only one way. You put your hand in the Zeya. Hence the Ramah took the liberty, he says Shina four times. Shina, 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 Shina. He changed and put the Yad Soletzbo bow not in the pot itself. That way that's a given. But the question is it hot independently or hot because of the Zeya? So the only determinant of that is putting your hand in the Zeya itself. Hence the Ramah said, if Yad Soletzbo over Zeya, it's a problem, otherwise not a problem. He's talking about the thing on top of it is hot, not that it's not hot. So this chumrah that they have in Poskim, that you put your hand in the Zeya and it's hot, and it's cold on top, and we're still machmir, that's crazy. The Ramah's case, according to the gear that he has, it was hot on top. But if it's not hot on top, it's not hot in the Zeya, then it's independently hot, not hot because of the Zeya. So then we have a right to be mekel. But if it's hot in the Zeya and cold on top, man dechar shemei, no one ever asked that. So writes the Yad Yehuda. So the whole thing, Rabbosai, lo hoyu devora me'olam. Lo hoyu devora me'olam. That's what the Yad Yehuda writes. I'm sorry I can't show it to you inside. It's all based on a mistaken transcription. It was wrong. It pushed wrong. And so the Yad Yehuda is exactly the same thing, with one exception. With one exception. He writes, he's so powerful. I love what he writes. I'm sorry I can't show it to you inside. I really feel very bad. They don't have it. Maybe, what's that one called? Otzer HaChochma? Do they have it? Okay. So over here he says, I'll read you the Lashon in the interim. He writes as follows. It's Tol Sofer. It's a mistake in the Darkei Moshe Aruch. Okay. So, U'mashekai B'Shulchan Aruch Dover Borer Dekein Hoya Be'emes Girsoso. Okay, the Ramah's mistaken girsa. Ve'ena inyan klal machmash the kevan titzon and ena nivla v'davazeh. No, it's not because it's cold. V'davazeh. V'yatorom lashmeinu klal. The mi'eni odem izeh. Titzon and ena nivla. Who doesn't know that? Everyone knows if it's cold, it can't absorb anything. We got matzor, matzorach, lovi ra'el izeh. But the tolen bosa, liyavish. What's it? You have to bring a riot. It's not so. Ridiculous. Everything's hot. We don't care. We mention it in the Zeya. If the Zeya is, you can put your hand in the Zeya, then the Zeya is not what's heating up the Kedera on top. It's independently hot. The doctor should come to Kach Oschashin la Hazea. Abroch, Anya says, but Bo, Oslochashin and Ode, Bechule, Bechule. I was jumping for joy when I saw this. Only one problem. At the very last minute, he changed his mind on one Nakudim. This is all true, says the holy Yad Yehuda, which I agree 100%, with one exception, he says. One exception. What's the one exception? Very, very end of this long piece, he says, what's the exception? The exception is as follows. What happens if the cold item is directly on top of the hot item? Then he says, no, the overriding principle of Tato Gava. Although he was making fun of anyone who would say before that if it's cold it absorbs, he suddenly changed his tune when it comes to a situation where it's directly on top, because he, with the Mahalach of the Chavazas, that Tato Gava, even though it's physically cold, is halakhically hot. That's the opening line which we didn't like. So he has, and then he ends at the very, very end. Miu meinu al gabu mamish. Ein asles bazeya nira poshut la hatir atashal shabo. Even if the kedera is baseach, ein asles bazeya etc. He has an exception where it's directly on top. We went through this a few times, and we don't accept this exception. So therefore, I agree with everything you said except for the last point, and I rest my case. This whole Ramah, I mean, he's still beferish in Jewish edition. He kept saying it's got so let us in the Kedera and the Busser. Why is Ramah changing things around? He had a wrong Girsa, that's all. He had a wrong Girsa. Wrong Girsas happen. It happens. That's what the Dr. Shua says. How can it be? And how can it be? He had a wrong Girsa, that's all. So he had a wrong Girsa. Atkan, my first point for today. Again, I feel bad I can't show it to you. Look it up yourself. I'll leave you the sefer here. The Yad Yehudi. You want to look it up? It's on page Samach Vav. It's called Os Nun Hei Barichas. A lengthy, lengthy discussion. There's an interesting question which the post can talk about again in Dr. Tshuva. Is Isa Zeya Daraisa Darabonon, or maybe it doesn't even exist? The Mishnah Yaakov suggests it doesn't exist. He holds like he must have learned physics somewhere, because Mordechai claims that the Zeya is pure water. It does no time. He says, look, it's true you find Zeya in Masechta Machshirim. Masechta Machshirim is talking about Tumah V'Tahara. When it comes to taste, Tam Kikah, there's no taste in the Zeya. Tastes like nothing. It's just water. So he wants to be mad at the whole thing. It's referred to distilleries which made either whiskey or beer out of the chametz or out of chodosh. The famous Chumah Mishnah Yaakov, he's a Bei himself. Doesn't want to rely upon it. Sometimes it's the Rabbanon. But many other posts will say, based on what we learn here, it's a din daraisa. A din daraisa. However, even though the Ramah is mapa for steam, the posts can say a small amount that goes out between the kedera and the kisui, it's not hermetically sealed. A little bit of steam is going to go sneak out between the pan and the cover, the pan cover, that doesn't count. Only zeya meruba is kegufa dava. And that's what the Bach said by Zeya Sakli. Quote of the Bach. The ain kan lo mamosho velo tamo el reach bi alma. The keyword is reach. Reach we make alam mikor din reach we pass as lam nilsen. There's a Bach over here in Simon Sadi Beis. And not only that, there are poskim who say that as long as the Zeya goes sideways and not directly up, normally it goes up, heat rises. Once it's forced to go sideways, it's not going with any pressure, any force, doesn't answer. That being the case, you're always just draw and cover. So I told you, when it comes to a microwave, you cover it with a paper plate, even a paper towel, it's going to prevent the Zeya from going straight up, it's going to go sideways, and therefore I believe there's room to be Mekel. Quote the Das Torah of the Marashan right over here in our Simon, that says Zeya Bo Menatzad doesn't answer, based along the lines of the Bach, etc. With this, Rebbe Osei, we conclude these in Yonim. Yes, sir.
That means the pot that would have a little hole on top of the cover. That's
small little hole. We say probably wouldn't make a difference. It wouldn't come out too much.
Is that a shear of time that would make it out that?
Look, you have to use your judgment. Rabot, so you have an assignment tomorrow to look in the kitchen, wherever you are, your wife's house, your mother's house, and see if there's steam in the oven.
Okay.
No. Look. Use your own eyes. If you don't, just open it up. There's no window. See if there's steam. What's cooking and what it is. We'll have maybe on Sunday we'll have a review based on what the Talmidim say in this respect. Okay? Now we have just open the Shulchan up to the very next Sif, Simon Sadi Beis Sif Tef. It was not in the course, we already discussed it a little bit, but there's still one very, very significant topic to be discussed before we can turn our attention to Simon Sadi Gimel. Sadi Beis Tef, the prominent issue which we haven't discussed yet is the ladle. What is the status of lettuce found in the Taz? The last Taz in Sadi Beis, which is Sifkot and Lamed. It's all about a ladle. What is a ladle? What kind of halachic status does it have? Let's take a look. Kosev b'maril. It's a few lines in. Hilchus Pesach. Hamagil ayadei irui sheshofich arosin al kli lagilo. Yizor shishpoch hamayim arosin davkam in akli shebishlubo. One of the kli rishon. Val yishov min akli shabo arosin b'kli acher a ladle v'laras v'meno lahagil, and to pour over it from the ladle don't work. So the kli sheshoev imo hu kli sheni v'nisbat albo bishol arosin terem shemagilin ochenim shoes akli sheshoev imo toch akli shemivashin bo arosin. You leave the ladle in a long time uvalu shom malin amayim resicha, steam comes out of the area where the ladle is holding the water in the pot on the fire. Shaper miskri gamu kli rishon. End quote of the Maharil. Says the Taz. Bitvar meil mashmashim shod mikli rishon v'otzi roschim. Migriach hakach kli sheni. Mishodin kli sheni. Tamati meod al zeh. Older the Clevishan, a Clehu Hazesha Tochevo, Gabu Clevishan. Tomagilin, the Clevishan, Kalim, Umafan, and Abalua. While it's still in the big pot on the fire, it's Clevishan. Pain Kaimalon, the Tochev, Kaf, Isulik, they are the Osa Techev, Hafilu, Motiag, Techev, Mimenum, Simon Sadi Dalib. Hech, Noba Kanachem, Motia, Clevisha, Shod, Miclevishan, Nasa Clevishani. How did it happen? Kevin Shabol of Shem Clevishan, Minos, Hakak, Shem Acher. Follow Kli Rishon Shmo Olav Afim Neka Mehoesh. Give a pot, take it off the fire. It's called Kli Rishon. Who are they? Nami Zeh Ladle Shneka Mehoroshin Shem Tov Kli Rishon. Still called the Kli Rishon. Not only that, if you leave it there for a while, the Maril agrees. Okay, Man Mapis Kamati Ashiya. How do you know how long it has to be? What kind of kasha is that? You wait till you see steam coming out from the pot of the water in the ladle. I'm not sure what's this kasha. Miodel the shars that we had in the Tosfos on Kuf Ches Amud Beis, when the Blia ends. That's invisible. Here it's visible. I don't see what the kash is. Then he quotes the one we've seen a few times. Nechnasach Rabbi Lemerchitz, Shabbos Av Memem Beis. Omeli Tul B'Klisheni, Kadesh Tismar HaChom. What does he mean, Klisheni? V'ein Litos V'Loma Alochi Komar, Shabiklisheni Yisho Menambati, Shehu Kli Rishon, V'nimtzei salomet shebekli sheshoev hu kli sheni. That's what I would have said. Take the zambati shel tveria, take a small pot, fill it up, and then put the jug of oil in that. No, zeino. Timkein hayolo loma stam tul bekli v'tein. What is it? Tul bekli sheni v'tein. So what does it mean? So what it means is, what does it mean? Shema min Hashem Eitan. Let's see. It goes a whole arichas over here. Bottom line, he gives it. After all this arichas, he says, Pshat in the Gemara, Tul B'Klisheni, what does it mean? It means, I wish he would tell us to get to the bottom line, but it keeps going along. According to what it means is, you go into the Chamei Tver, into the Ambati there, pull water out with some kind of a ladle and pour it into a cliche. And then you can put the jug of oil into that cliche, and that's the thing you use to draw it out. That's the clearishin. That's like a ladle. This is the shita of the Taz. And he brings a raya rabosai from an aguda. I skipped many lines. Zvu ba nimtza bekara muta. Svek sveku. Shema be cliche nafla. Or if it's a clearishin. Shema ksho tzio azvuv. Vahaino bekaf, hereshishin bekaf. Oh. He calls it a kaf. We call it a ladle. You see, he required 60 in the kaf. Negat azvuv. Tahaino de chashu, the kli rishon, alfa pi shotzio menakdera. The kozman, shahoya bekdera, enisim akma zvuv. Toya shem shishim, the whole pot for sure, but 60 tons of fly. Acha shotzio bekaf, ostro. Alzeh omar shema hereshishin bekaf. Shema mino. That dayan shem rishon al kaf. Afa pisho tzio. Kote ramoda way. Simen kuf zayin, tziv beis. Im hoya maat me atavshan amisit bekaf, achusa lukdeira, torak shishim, gam neged maat atavshan. Nasa nevela bekaf. Shaklav is klirishin. Shor min akadeira. Oh, this is his whole point. He's trying to prove to the Taz is that a ladle is a klirishin, contrary to the maril. So the ladle is a klirishin only if it was left in the pot long enough. That's steam coming independently from the contents of the ladle itself, over and above the steam from the general contents of the pot. Then he has the Chumash Hadesh. He says the Achash Otziu Akaf Min Aroskin Kol Abelua Besocha Choshkam of Klisheni. Whoops! Forget what he just said. No, Lo Koshemidi. Why? The Hosa Motzi Kaf Reikon Meakdeiro. There he pulled out the ladle empty. The ain shom elamasha beluabo, but there are mina and vada the ain bechli rekon chom kolkach sheyaf the yavli amasha betochah beluah, because there's nothing in it. Then he goes further than that. Vafilu kli rishon mamish. Not only a ladle you pull that empty. Even the pot which is on the fire, shehusa min haor, was removed from the fire. Vahurak, and now it's empty of its contents. Masha mesocho nira lo makay. That's not considered a kli rishon. Also, it's against the mefurash gemara in Islam. We had this gemara. Shabbos memalef was on the makoros last time around. An empty pot is considered a kli rishon. The Yad Yehuda has this kasha. Is how can this Taz say what's against a mefurash gemara, black on white? You know what? Give me the Megillah Sefer. He quotes this. The Yad Yehuda don't have. Yad Yehuda is online. Otzer Achachma. We don't have time for you. Look at it. If you want to look at it yourself, feel free. We don't have time right now. I'm sorry, I would have done it earlier. So get me the Megillah Sefer and then we'll see what it says. What? You can get on Hebrew Books? On Otzer HaChacham? You know, you can get it quickly? For the moment, you get me the Megillah Sefer, and then if later on I'm not opposed to showing you the. Okay.
The 90s.
That's a good start. Sadi Bey, what's that? Guess what's it say? Oh, that's a good book.
Matzekas,
82. 82. But, here I'm also, he asks his cash. At the very end, he quotes his Taz. Look at the next page. He says, it's a pelot in this Taz. It's against the Mefurash Gemara. In that Taz talked through, we just saw it. What's on the chalik by mit matzeka shotzio by the machal menakdera di chashuva kli rishon? Well, tzio reka shein chomarav a bottom menadin kli rishon. Because we just read it, that feel the kli rishon mamash l'sim in aish huok mashe betocho shuva enadachem kli rishon. V'hiskim gam b'cham ezas. No roes niflesi la rabbeinu ataz to the chor dvorim nistorim mi mishnah arucha mishnah. It's against the mishnah. Shabbos memalef. Mechem shepina v'menu mayim lo yitin the tochen mayim uotin kdei sheichmu avon nos the tochen mayim rupu kdei shenafshiran uvavua de klirishin shirokaneu yesh lakoch levashon b'shabes Rabbi Nishlan taz against the Gemara ad shematzos yeshova nafshi b'yad Yehuda shekosu l'das ataz tarach loma ze chumra miyuchedes b'shabes v'ein o meikar adin. And the Bani HaShulchan is the same thing as well. Shai. And the Pchaz Nish says, no. I feel the Matzekas Atzma. And the Chalik was there. I feel the Otsiu Areka. Dina Kikli Rishon. And he says, even the Taz changed his mind at the end when he quoted the final source. Okay, just wanted to bring it to your attention. What's the final source? Tosis and Avodah Zarah. After all this, he quotes an often the Tosis, the Taz, which we know because we learned it. We were told about it already. We learned the Taz before. The Taz learned the Taz. So we know the whole thing. Shuv Raisi, it's a Tosis Mefurish about a Zohar Lamed Gimel. But look inside, Rabbi Osei. V'riha Yehomer. Ki mitzvah min amufcha lahagel kol nesel levad v'lizrug oleha may also kli atzmo shiroseach al ha'ur v'day b'kach af al pi sheposka resicha shem avira min ha'ur v'yesh misimin ka'ora. It's a ladle. V'toch machmas al ha'esh Asher esicha ol etoch hakara. That's where the line comes from that we saw in the Ma'aril. Ma'aril got it from Tosis. Umei osa kara magilin. Uvesem a supergri. Imza moel kikli rishonim lav. Betol adav ala hachmir. Vi osa la hagil behen. Tachoshel kikli sheni. Uvein beliga satarne golas. Nami osar. Tachoshel le kikli rishon. He wasn't sure. Harei lefonenu. That Tosis nistapka bazeh. Behelu l'chumra. Oh, so he sees in the Taz, at least I'm right l'chumra, it's considered a kli rishon. The harasham caused the b'shem ri to have a kli rishon. Oh, what did the Taz say? Kema shotziyum in a yor merusach. Okay, he took it out of hat. Then came to Rachloma, he had a gift from Gersa. And the Ramah has posuk l'chumra l'havik a kli rishon in both directions. Okay? Nira l'hachma g'di b'atois, it's a suffic kli rishon, suffic not kli rishon. There are both sides. It's interesting. The suffix of Tarsus is where there was the case where the Maril's case, where it was Malar Asicha. You almost got an impression from Tarsus, the opposite of the Taz. It was not Malar Asicha, it's a cliche. Follow what I'm saying? If Tosfos Mesupek only, that's the impression you get from our Tosfos. If you look at Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Shabbos, it says the other way around. If it's not Ma'ale Resicha, he says it's a Suffolk Kli Rishon Kli Sheni the Leil. If it is Ma'ale Resicha, it's a Vadai Kli Rishon. It's not exactly what we have in our Tosfos. Our Tosfos seems to say the other way around. No, we just saw the Tosfos. So it's referring to a case where it was Ma'ale Resicha, Ache Resicha Ola Min HaTokha Korach, not the Leil. And even that, the reason we're Suffolk about. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be one off. Here he's Mesupik of Smala Resicha, implying if not Smala Resicha, it would be Klisheni. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Fakir, if it's Smala Resicha, it's certainly Klirishan. If it's not Smala Resicha, maybe it's still a Klirishan. So it's a disconnect over here between the original sources and the Tosis and what the Achronim are saying. He's pointing it out to you. But the bottom line is, we are Mesupik about a Leila. It's a steer in Chazanish. In one place he says, the only time, I didn't know about the other Chazanish. The only time we're worried about a ladle is you introduce the ladle into the pot while the pot was on the fire. And I thought this makes a lot of logical sense. Because what's the yisod of bishul? The fanos mechamamos. So if you put the ladle into the pot while the pot is still on the fire, so the fire is being mechamam the walls of the ladle, is being mechamam the walls of the pot. So it's a klirish. You put the ladle into the pot after you already removed the pot from the fire, it's further removed, don't find it's mechamamos, then everyone should agree, it's a klisheni. So it's a chazanish rabosai in Orachayim Kufchav Beis. In Yoredeya, he changed his mind. In Yoredeya, I have it in my office in Siman Lamed Beis, they put a footnote about it, look there, there's the asterisk on the bottom. He says, no. He thinks that even if it was put into a pot which was taken off the fire already, it might still have a status of a klirishon, because it was a klirishon, it remains a klirishon. So he suggests that's bad news for Hilchos Shabbos. I thought we could be a makel, perhaps like the other Chazanish in Orachayim b'mkoma. I'm not sure which he wrote first, which he wrote last. We can do some homework on that. It would be very helpful to know what the Chazanish printed and published at what time. It's relevant, because you know what was his final conclusion of the Holy Chazanish, which one was written, Achronais, as we ask. I don't know. He also points out, contrary to the Chavis Das, that he thinks that Dava Gush and a ladle are two separate shilas. Chazanish plunked, the Chavadas plunked them together. No defanas makaros, no defanas makamamos. He quotes Ramos Beferish Vaker. Ramos says that Dava Gush is a Kli Sheni and the ladle is a Kli Rishon, which is sort of the task quoted. The answer is Pashat, why? Because Dava Gush, there is a Dofen Makarer, the floor of the plate. It's only one direction, even though it's a Dava Gush. It's still Makarer. As opposed to ladle, there is a Dava Makarer. Says the Chazanish, once you make that distinction, the Mashal may hold the opposite distinction. Maybe the Mashal holds the Dava Gush is considered Kli Rishon because it's solid, and maybe for all we know, he might hold. I'm not sure what his opinion is. Is the Mashal quoted here in this Taz? I don't see it offhand, but maybe the Mashal might hold that the Reil is a Kli Sheni. He thinks it should not be considered Hoba Talia in either direction. That's right, in either direction. All right, the Chazanish. Okay. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, that this particular shaila of ladles, the Taz is being mediyukim in the lashonis of the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Tul b'klisheni v'tein. If you look at the Ran, point about the Mefarshim. The Ran's lashon is as follows. Listen to the Ran's lashon. This is the Ran's lashon. Okay. Tul min, I want you to give me your English translation of this. These are the words of the Ran. Tul min hamayim b'klisheni v'yachakach tein hapach l'oso klisheni. What do you say? It's the original one or it's another one? I repeat. He's giving instructions. He's in Ambati in Tveria. He says, I'm just reading the English, I'll give you my English translation. Take from the water, means the water from the bath, Ambati, in a klisheni, and then put the pach into that klisheni. Which one is it? Is the one he drew, or some other one? How do you understand it?
The one he drew.
Yeah, Pashapel, the one he drew. Those who have a Gemara Shabbos, look at the back, is Hagos Ben Aryeh. You know, who knows who wrote Hagos Ben Aryeh? the father of Yisrael Salanter. In the case of the father who had the gods of all of Shas, the son, everyone heard of, not the father. But that's his father, the Ben Aryeh. He quotes the Yerushalmi. As Yerushalmi is clear that the Kli that you, the ladle, is considered a Kli Sheni. So that this, notwithstanding the Taz's impassioned defense of the position of the Kli Rishon, the sources seem to say it's a Kli Sheni. Both the Ran Pasha Pshat that way, and the Ben Aryeh goes enough for the Yerushalmi. So I think we're going to have to leave it as a subject. We don't know. But maybe it can be a little bit more makel, like the Chazon Ish. If you put the ladle next to the fire, but see if these sources which indicate that no matter what, it's a klisheni. It's a kal v'chomer if you put it off the fire. Even though the Chazon Ish himself may have changed his mind in the Yoredeya, I'm not sure which came first, which came last. As I told you, I'm not 100% sure of the history of his publications. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting that the expression that we have in the Tosfos, let's go back to the Taz. What did it say? Let's read the Taz again. One more time. The last part of the Taz, Shuvarisi. Okay, read Mesupik. What's he Mesupik about? The following case. Yesh Mesimin Kora L'Tokhar Makhon Salahesh Asher Esicha Olam and Tokha Kora U'me'osa Kora Magilin. I have to tell you, I wrote in my Sefer on Shabbos, I wrote a verse. So I thought that the suffix with them a super Greek is only by Hagola, because Hagola you require a Malah Resicha, and there was something that had nothing to do with the status of Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni in Hilchas Bishul B'Shabbos or B'liyas Yisur. There I thought for sure the reheld had a status of a Kli Rishon. That's why I read it. That's why I actually wrote a mimer about that. I have to eat my words. I think it's wrong. Why? Because look at the Lashon of the Tosfos. Uvezem is super Greek. I thought it meant only with respect to Hagolah, but it's hard to say that way because look at Nachum's next. What was the total of Achmir? Also, the Hagolah ben the Chashuv Kli Sheni with respect to Hagolah. So far, so good. Well, the Indian Maliga is Tarna Golas. Nami Yosser. Why? Because Mishum Suffolk we consider a Kli Rishon. You see, from that last line, Rabbi Osai, that the Suffolk of the Re was not limited to a case of Hagolah as I originally wrote, but it applies to Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni across the board. And therefore, Maliga is only usher, Mishum Safek, not Betoras Vada. More than that, Rabosai. More than that. The Lashon, Rabosai, of the Tosfos seems to say to the contrary. You don't really need Roschin. My hope shot is wrong. You don't need Roschin when you kasha be'iru. Look what he says over here. Look at the Lashon over here. He says over here as follows. Dai bekach, he says, he says, whenever you kasha v'irui, no matter even if in the original pot, by definition, it's poscha resicha. What does resicha mean? It's bubbling. Water can always bubble only if it's on a fire. The minute you take it off the fire, it starts pouring, it loses its bubbling. So every kashing with irui, there's no bubbling. Now I understand that Mishnah Berurah, I never understood where he got it from. Mishnah Berurah in Tufnun Beis Sifkot and Ches says, according no sources, look at the new fancy Mishnah Berurahs. No sources that for Irui you don't need Malah Resicha. It's enough you had to let us go. I couldn't know. Where did he get it from? He got it from here. Irui, it's never Malah Resicha. It's never Malah Resicha. The only other cutoff word is you had to let us go. Why are we so makel? Presumably because the whole Belia through Irui, Kabbalah Kapoto, is a Chumra B'Alma. The makel Libo is only a Chumra B'Alma. Only Chumra B'Alma is enough to be had to let us go. You don't need Malah Resicha. That's how I understand. That's what I think. I'm not 100% sure. That's what I think. Karabosai, this is very, very important, and we just discussed it over here. In my view, as I told you already before, it doesn't matter if you're pouring from a regular pot or you're pouring from a kettle which has the dud chashmali. I don't think it makes a difference, as I told you before. I thought it's all the same. Okay. Contrary to the Megillah Sefer. Now, Rabosai, we're ready to start the second half of the shiur, is Siman Tzadik Gimel. Finally. So I asked you to see the Gemara. Moshe is Mara Mekomis. You guys have to pick it up if you want an hour later. Tzadi Zayin Emanah, which is a two-line Gemara. The whole Gemara is only two lines. But you know what? You put me the Ritva on. Get me Ritva and Chulin on the... I can show it inside. I brought my own, but see it inside, it's good. Sadi Zion Amad Aleph, Rabbi Elsai. Two lines. The Tanya, the last two narrow lines. Kedeva Shabishal Barbosar Layavashal Bacholov, Vimbishal Benosin Tam. That's it. Less than two lines. A line and a half. A Kedera, you cook in it meat, you may not cook in it milk. And if you did, Benosin Tam. What does that mean? That if the milk tastes meaty, it's going to be prohibited. That's the two lines, less than two lines of Gemara that I wanted to show you. That's all. After these two lines, we go straight to the Ritva that's on the Makos. Has anyone seen the Ritva yet? Who saw the Ritva? Okay, so a few guys have finished the Ramakoma, so okay. But I understand they're pretty long. But I'll read you the Ritva, a fascinating Ritva. I'll start reading until Ben gets it on the screen. Hayamadaktek Moria Ra'ozal Midikotani Vim Bishal Benosin Tam. What do you mean? If you cook the milk and the meat, it's treif, if you taste meat in it. Michlal, the Kedera Basioma Askina. We're talking about a Kedera which was you cooked in the meat within the last 24 Ritva Tzadi Zainam and Alf. Thank you very much. Everyone with me so far? What? Hold on. One second. Yeah, here it is. Mikama Dakli Moria Rozal. It has to be basyoma. Why? Bishop and osin tam. If it was any banyoma, it doesn't make the milk treif. So as obviously basyoma. So why must it say leyavashu b'cholov? Pshita. Isn't it obvious? You're not permitted to take a fleishig, a pot which was used an hour ago, and now cook milchiks. Pshita. Believe it or not, the davka bebas yomel yavashu b'chatchil. Fakert, the whole chiddush is lekula. Only a bas yomel which can make it benosin tam. You may not use a fleshig pot for milchiks. Abala bas yomel shaya lechatchila. You're allowed to use a fleshig pot which is dormant for 24 hours to cook milk. I both say I would throw it out of my kitchen if it was there. When there was kitchen, I presume it was done. As we shall soon see. How did he know? That's his gears in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. We saw it recently. When? Logosuba, the low dime of the clean midyon. Clean midyon was treif. Vahainu the shmuel perikol shop, sochon daflamit. Omar, kideros be pesach, mashin and lahu, liachar pesach, Rabbi Osai. You have chomets to kapats. You hold it in your house till after pesach. Vahavid behu, after pesach, bain bemino, bain shalom bemino. Why? The Kevin the Hetera Bola because Chomets before Pesach is Mutter. Vahash and Osam Tam Lefgam hasn't been used in 24 hours. The Efshar, the less book a day lesser. Don't play Tos of Pogos Mishishim. Uve Pesach has Suros Mishim Dishu Bamashu. That's why we're Machmer on Pesach. We're making left to Pesach. Hetera Bola. Only on Pesach, not because it's Bamashu. Bosu and Chol, not Bamashu. So you can be maker. Now look at the next most incredible punchline. I went to visit my Rebbe in his house. He had one set of dishes. Rabbi Osai, the number one criterion to measure if the house is kosher in 2012, they have two sets of dishes and one set. By that criterion, the Ra'oz house was treif. The Ra'oz house was treif. The Ra'or, a Baron Alevi, the God of Ador, had a treif a house. In our modern parlance, the Ritva couldn't handle it. The V'hu din chadash shlo nimtza b'chol svarim harishonim v'chavera v'yuchol kanalos. What did he do? V'chadanti lefana b'mechila mimenu. I begged him for mechila. Stop it, Rabbi. Get it. I'll pay for an extra set of dishes. You can't afford it. I think I'm a collection. Pesachim is different. Why is Pesachim different? Because he holds chomer shel pesach knasin rabbanim bi'almu. Ava bayi roa bayi matz. It's only a knas. Lo konis elabeinei. Are they taruvis? Lo konis. Even taruvis mashu. Hilchuk shar play this time alova mashu fidach hatchila. Mashenke bezu. The chol of yisura da oraisa. The taravasa sur bavos mishishim. The basa b'chol b'nosin tam. What are you talking about? I, the diuk of the ra'a. What about his diuk? V'ha da hocha. Uruchahu l'misni. Very often you find in Shas. Lo yaseh. V'im asa asur. Doesn't necessarily mean that the case of Loyasa is limited to the case of Im Asa Asur. Im Asa Asur is limited to within 24 hours, and Loyasa is even more than 24 hours. Inami Yochikama. Loyavashaba Liolam. Forever. V'im Bishul Dina Ben Osan Tam. What do you mean? I Lefgam? Nah. V'lo Nochis Hashtal Din Osan Lefgam. He plucked it to Tanoi. Can you say what is that? Wasn't going to get involved in that Machlekas over here. Adkan had a Ritvah refuted the proof of the Rebbe, the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah had one set of pots and pans and dishes in his house, believe it or not. Our Gedolim had the courage of their convictions. Rabbi said, don't you dare do that in your house. Have a Hashkach of the R-A-H or R-A-A-H, Ra'ah. I'm under the Hashkach of the Ra'ah. Don't you dare. Yeah, I'm sorry.
A lot.
Maybe they hold that glass, not the lamp. That's the difference. It's not based in the Ra'ah. I don't think the who's they wait 24 hours. I'm not sure they wait 24 hours. But that's a different cool. Isn't this an amazing, is this a mind-boggling Ra'ah? It's mind-boggling. Here you see it on our daf. Nobody in the world paskins that way. Of course, the question becomes, but what about his Raya from Pesachim? So the Ritvah got out by saying, Chomet Shalom Bezal is different. Unique, special cool idea there because it's only a knas, wouldn't apply anywhere else. That's what it says. The truth is, the Prima Gadim quotes this Ra'ah. And take a look right over here. In our Simon Sadi Gimel. If you want it, you know what? I have a better idea. Let's see the Ra'ah inside. The Ra'ah inside, this is just an oral tradition. Get me the Torah Sabayis, okay? The Ra'ah was not afraid to print his opinions. You know that very well. He printed it. I just told it to his Talmud, the Ra'ah. He printed it. The biggest tradition is that he did it. He did it in his own house. That's wild. But that he printed it too. He was not afraid to say what to speak his mind. This Ra'ah would be, I wrote it down somewhere, I think. No, Torah Sabayis is separate safe.
I know, but I'm wondering where it is.
What are we? Sifri Halacha of the Rishonim? Yeah. Torah Sabayis? Right. Give me Berakah Bayis. Go right to the Berakah Bayis. Let's go right to the Berakah Bayis directly. That's what we want to look for. That's written by the Ra'ah. Berakah Bayis, Dalad. Pretty sure? Yeah. Dalad. Who's going to find it for me? It's page Lamed Vav and Aleph. In the original. Thank you. Guys, I'm going to scroll down. It's Lamed Gimel. See if you can find me Lamed Vav. Anybody? I passed it. Anybody see it? Lamed Zayin. Whoops. Should be here. Oh, here it is. It's this paragraph. Old Kosav means he's quoting the Rashba. Kederish the bishop of Bosley Vashab Chob Agamar. Afa Pisha and Masyome adds the Rashba. Afa Pisha Bishabola Terabola, but Nifkam Konashabola Yisr Bosley Bachol. Okay? And he brings a riot. What an ironic riot. Kosav, Kederish with Pesach Yochichu. He brings a riot from Pesach, the same place. Shema to omekein af kelim shenishtamish and mechametz chametz pesach you mutar on the pesach. If you there are all right, he's anticipating there are. You can use a chametz to condition on pesach. Do a teira bali for difficult bod and heter, which is not true. He says the whole hichlus like the hichlus pesach. And the kevin shenivlu benat hashevach he masurim leolam. Dvarim elu says there are kishgoga. Who could there as be pesach vakert? A right brewer to me. Because the Gemara says, "Tias the Pesach Yishaveru." Frek the Gemara, wait till after Pesach and use it after Pesach. And what's my answer? Zera Dilma Avad Behu Kechol Yisurin B'Mina. Ubevare Also Levatal Yisurin Bechol Yisurin Shebetara. I feel the Rabban. Ain't Levatal Yisratchil. Ubevare Nos Tam Lefgam Mutl Bechol Yisurin Shebetara. Bein Osn Shem Yisurin Bein Osn Tam Bein Shem Mashu. He's holding as a Machol Kasa Rishonim. Is not stand of gam mutter chomis pesach which is mamash. He says it's mutter. Why? The tab of the head not stand of gam lo choshev ochel el ka'afra bi'alma. That's the Rosh Shita. Afal pikein also levatel also the chatchila. Why? The k'teira shel nochri v'hi ena bas yoma. Also mevatel levashel bo. You can't use a guy's pat ena bas yoma. Why not? Ena vatel is lechatchila. The came and the cane. My high the parchinah v'levad v'hu shalom b'minan nachas mana, u'my high the metartzina dil me'ovid b'minan shalom b'minan b'minan shalom b'minan mihiter u'b'minan mi'osar hanochan b'zeh mutl levad yisurin l'chagon. You're not going to the sugya mesech debates enough for now. Here too af b'chomes achas mana shalom b'minan k'kul hituva d'chibola hetera bola v'nifkan b'yodo heter. I feel a mushbach, mistame boshir elesser. The mistame kadeir labas yoma bolash, belash abonis yabesh. Aim a flay tosuk and innocent tam. And Rav holds, shlobaminim and innocent tam. Yeah. So bechiovadim avadim isur and the chatchila. And the more is exer otomina. Okay, so mashu. Fine. Then it's us. Therefore, the didan. Isn't the chomis was mana b'mashu, so we can't use it. Nimtzei se'omer b'kederes shabosar shabosar b'bosar ena bas yoma shakomidos elu ba. All the coolest apply here too, and therefore mutal levashel b'cholav lechatchila. How do you like that? That's pshat in the Gemara and Chulin. Mutal lechatchila levashel b'kederes achar pesach shlo b'mina and nefer gzer b'shemina, and then same thing applies over here. Basa b'chol is mutter, and therefore a levad elonu shomen shemanu kalocha. You listen to us because we're right, neither are. Boom. Comes the mishmeres abayis. He can't take this. He can't take this sitting down. Well, he has a different terrace. Watch this. Dalad. You have to find the mishmeres abayis on the same page. Lamed vav. What we can find if you please let me know when I'm passing it. Well, here it is. Tohu b'dimyonos. He's imagining things. Dimyonos. Give it the Ramban parts not for now. Gamba shomar. The bela sheni ben yom was stomach in a mashu. Him kain. Till Nelson Town of Gam is also in Bishal Mutter, the Hain Alam Mashu. It's against the Gemara. Bryce the Kotani, Bilokech, Klitashman Anochim, Mishtamash Bem Osir, Kamad Dama Nelson of Gam is Osir. How can it be? It's Bottle Bimiyuto. Aye, Pesach. Ain Osir, Levashim, and Pesach. Bikli, Shedis Bashim, Chomets, El Didan, is feeling Chomets of Pesach Bimashu. What? Watch this now. Can Rabbi Yochanan and Yoma? Af chomis the pesach benosim tam mishtamish hoyer Rabbi Yochanan himself af pekelim shenishtamim bem chomets vafilu b'chamin v'nimtzu b'beiso klei chomis v'klei matzul m'rovin zeh b'zeh. Rabbi Yochanan chas lei lo ye'omer olav kozeh. Well, I don't understand. I only have one set of dishes. Why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan have one set of dishes? Chomets, the pesach, all the same. Do you believe it? They were always convinced, it seems to me, that Rabbi Yochanan had only one set of dishes for milchiks, for fleishiks, for all year long, and for Pesach. One set of dishes. Save a lot of money. We have four sets of dishes.
One
set. Rav Yochanan. Now, of course, we don't pass like we hold pass as a mashal. We have to have two sets. Chomets can pay something. But according to Rav Yochanan, they only have one set. Rashba can't imagine it. Why not? If the Rashba come to Rav's house, he can't have a cow. He only one set of dishes. The Rav is a Talmud. He asked Mechila. The Rashba said, he would have said, you can't eat here. He would have asked you, he would have said, you can't eat in this house. The Rashba would not eat in the Rav's house. I wouldn't eat in the Rav's house. And one set of dishes. Coca-Cola, I'd have. Whatever kind of they have that in Spain in those days, whatever drinks they had. But to have hot stuff, it's a serious shaila. Right. Now, if honor the Misha Posk, I feel the Bechamas the Pesach, but also in time, Kibishare Yisurum, which is the Shultus of Psaq, Dova v'nishtamesh l'chathchila, kol she'ena b'nei yomen, cholila m'yasozos. What, the Shultus on the one set of dishes of Chametz and for Pesach? What, are you kidding? The old, Im Kizvorov came with that feel of the Bimino, the Rab Mutam and Adin, the Pogum who, Eif Gozal Yachas Mana Shlo Bimino, Otomino, Umino Mutam Dvar Torah, El Al Korach and I feel the Mashu Pogum Bimino, Osu Dvar Torah, the Rab, or Nos Tav Kamas Osur, or Mashu, etc. I, the cushion that he asked and the terrace that he gave, Venetian 11, he relied upon him, Kimish Enes Hakona Harotzutz. Where does that come from, that expression? Malachim, could be that there was a they were relying on who on Asher or Mitzrayim. The Jews were relying on some one of the kingdoms they bought to shore them up. So, what are you relying on? It's a you're relying on a broken reed. The Kana Rotsis. They're always relying on a broken reed. Wow, a rank. Yeah, he says Inyan Echad Yesh Lahem. Tosim Efshaloma the Midikomar Amarav Stam Kdeiras Pesach Yishaveru Mashal Shem Kilo Bazer Kol Hakdeiras Afilu Hakdeiras Shelo Bishlam Daisa Lo Kmochim Alchoshen the Mashal Chometz Lefichach the Pesach Ben Rav Ben Shmuel Kamel the Dubu Bina Mashal the Chatchila Also the Shtamish Afilu the Kalim Shon Shtamish the Chometz Al Mashal Afilu Shena Ben Yoman Nosan Tam Lefgam Also the Chol Shisur Ben Mashal Afilu Nosan Lefgam Also another Machlokes. Against the other. Oh, this notion of Gam is not based upon Bittul. We'll get to this later on ourselves. The Ra'ah said it's not based on Bittul. It's like, what do you call it? We saw it before. What do you call it? He called it Afra Bialma, dust. And the Rashba says, no, it's not dust. It's just based upon principle of Bittul. And there's no Bittul when it comes to Pesach. That's the Iker. Hilchot with Pesach, Hadei Shlo Yavo Lahatir, Bimino, Bichinyan Zeh, Lechulu Asim. Oh, the Achazman after Pesach, Pshita the Mashal Achazmano, Ovel who be Mimino Mesh Lo Bimino. Why? Because after all, he holds like a Shimon. That's so Machi after Pesach, even Chomets itself is Mutter. And even those who disagree, it's an Easter Kal. We saw that in the Ritva. It's an Easter Kal. He goes further than that. Another big chiddush over here. Watch this. Here. Fisha ain't a domel kol shari surin, but tamad and also a chiddush in Rashba. The bechol shari surin she surin no calls man min adin hu shem nivlu bekli b'shvachon. I feel a nifku b'soch dafnei akli. She also levatla mishum deikal and migzar hashda. Shim Tatir is there, Shayna Ben Yomo. Yomo Lahata Fil Ben Yomo. Fish ain't Pegomo Niker. Chen Bechol Yisurin. What's unique about Chomets? Not just as the Ritva said, because he's a cow. Another beautiful chap he has. Avo. Chomets Shekvo Ovar Zmano. The Evshel Lovo Mo Achshav Le Yisur. Bidim Yoinoi. What do you mean? We're not talking about Rishoim, who cook on Pesach. Chomets, the most, he cooked the Erev Pesach. It's now a week later, 8 days later. It's 8 days later. Therefore, the Shmuel Mutter, I feel the Rabbi is thrown to Adin Vatam, Amad Lod the Lod, the Rabbi Ika, the Migzer, Otto Amino, which the day I feel the Achaz Mana was his Anachim. What he's saying over here is unique, Rabbi Osai. If you hold, it's only, you don't make a Kazayam Yontam and Yomo when it comes to Chomets and Pesach because they can't use it for a full week. Rabbi Moshe is a Chiddush based on this Rashba. We only make a gzeira in a biyomo to ben yomo when it's practically possible to use this kli as a ben yomo. You know what he was talking about? A case they claim that they absorb certain things in the pan and the factory. Teflon, right? They said Teflon is treif. It's a new rumor. Teflon is treif. So it's absorbed in the pot. So you can't use it. Ramesh, it's okay to use. Why ain't a ben yomo? What happened to the gzeira? There's no way you can use a Teflon pan within 24 hours when it was manufactured. You just can't do it. You can come to the store. I want a brand new Teflon that was manufactured today. You got it in your mind? You have to bring it from the factory and send it to 3 distributors. Well, you can't do it. You can't do it. Rav Moshe's Meikle, based upon this Rashba. You know what? The Prima God and Pasak, this Rashba. Why? Because we're always, certainly don't follow. And the Teirutzim, he says, in Tosis, we also don't follow. I'll show it to you inside. He takes his Mishmeres Habayis and he wants to pass him that way. Big Chiddush Nifla in the Prima Godim, which we'll come to. I'll try to show you inside. Oh, Rabosai, what we see inside in the Prima Godim, at least initially, here in Tzadi Gimel Awa Simen, Sif Seidas Sif Koton Gimel. Sif Seidas, Sif Koton Gimel. What did it say in the Mechaber? The Mechaber said, we didn't read the Mechaber. Sadi Gimel Aleph, only one Sif. Kedera Shebishel Babasal Levashel Bacholov V'imbishel Babatoch Meis Lies Osa Benosa Tam. Skip the Ramah for the moment. Avalim Shaw Meis Lies Kodem Shebishel Babasal Levashel Bacholov V'imbishel Babatoch Meis Lies Osa Benosa Tam Umutah For sure. Aval HaKedera Osir levashabo lo bosabo lo cholov. Like the Rashba, against the Ra'ah. Against the Ra'ah. Comes along the Prima Godim, and then Sifkot and Gimel, and Sif Seidas. He says like this. Somebody quotes this Ra'ah. Let's see if we can find it. Hold on. It's very long. Whee! Oh my. I can't even find it here. Let's look carefully. Vihine. Oh. Vihine is about halfway down, this lengthy Sif Seidas. Sif Koton Gimel. Please look inside. Look inside, please, if you don't mind. Vihine, you should be a little bit bolder by you. No? You see Vihine Bipsachim? You have it in your Shulchan Aruch? Who's found it? See it? No one sees it? You see it? Right, halfway down. V'inei b'psochem daf lamed parach. Kederes le'achar pesach li'avet shelo b'minam. Just take a chametz stick of pot after Pesach and use it shelo b'minam. U'mashana otomina. Gzeira enemin otomina. Tosus es akasha ein meval nisal chatchila. I mean, you're not allowed to use a pot. You're not allowed to use this pot. He says v'yesh b'ze arbo teirutzim k'mo sha'ag. There are 4 teirutzim in Rishon. First, Hatoris is Tirtu Shnetu, 2 and Tirtu Naflam, 1. Aleph, Hoki Berusha. No Sintam Lufgam Umashu, Shari Lechatchila. Okay? You have a combination of 2 things. It's Lufgam and a Mashu, it's Mutu Lechatchila. Fine? O Tirtu. And Mavat Lechatchila is by Kli Matris. Velo Kli Cheres. The Tzorach Shvira. Havidi Yevet. You're talking about Kli Cheres. Fine? Lo nami the nos tam of gam the yosu bikli cheres aruch shvira as I go so shevo the zora says no hasam bola har beyum mushbach ugzera otu ben yombo ugzera alimta hashenk en mashu have the yevet fine if he's af in rav so nos tam of gam also hasam or the kana filo hachi paruch shapir fine that's the second teretz of those teretz of gimel ra'ah bebenek abayis of chidusha that teretz bola Have no sam lefgam mutter in one set of dishes. The tirutz haGemara otomino, quote the Tosis two tirutzim kev minas b'mashu. So therefore, oser su lack of beis l'tivusa. You need 2 things going good which you don't have. Okay, and gam lo shach mevat mekol shu b'kli cheres the mashu oser. Fine. Tirutz ra'ah torach loma the minan mashu oser for no sam lefgam. Mashu have the osur. I'm That's a little bit difficult because the Ra'ah held that it's whatever. He's matter on Pesach, whatever it may be. On the Marashba, the Mishmeras Abayis, Pirish Perish Mechudish. The Nelson Tam of Gam, the Osa the Chatchila, Otu Ben Yom, Ohaino be Isser, the Shayach Bechol Yom. Gazvinan in Tate Ben Yom, 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 Ma shekel chom besach haPesach kol yemos hashana muter lo shayach mechom b'shav haPesach habalu atoch hakdera otu yavash al hayom doi no hateru kein utoch hakavan osu shom ulefizeh mishani otu mino v'mino no stand of gam osu mitam mashu af b'diyev. How we paskin? V'hinet, next hinet anan paskin b'yorachayim tofnun alef t'kideiros mashan haPesach afil abishal daisa ayin bogan avro. We saw before one teretz in the Rashba was only could put a small amount. We don't accept that teretz. So we told the kotsu the beilu tivusa bekitzer. So we reject. Skipping a little bit, we reject the teretz of Tosus. Fine, I don't have time to read the whole pirugah. So he says v'ne'anan kaimalon let tera afshadiv l'tocha pesach. Okay. So long here, I can't read everything. I'm sorry. He says, we reject the Tosfos, and we reject the Ra'ah. Ulefizeh, ein lanu teretz v'yipsochim, ki teretz adalet, shal harash, shmeres habayis. The cave of the Atal Chomez Shari, su lo shayach l'nigzar, otu bas yoma, b'yisr shein shavim chol zman. The last two lines before dalet, u'mi'ata, yetzam din chodesh, ha'moshel b'zeh. Call Shaosu Shchitas Kala Shochtim Adzman Ploni, Vahavi Shchitasin Kinevel. They pass all the Shchitas in the veil. Neder. Vatoch Hazman Bishlu Bekel. They cooked it in Kale. Oh, Echad Shinoda Kolmash Yishchot Ploni, etc. Ubishu Toch Hazman. Shori Liach Hazman, Nosen Tam Levgam, Kai Gavna. Came with the Atta Lekal and Migzar. Atta Heteru Kimo Chometz Pepesach. Mehud in Chomesh of Pesach, of the Bayerah, the Libikadera, Sinas Tam, Afilach Yishari. Unbelievable. The Prima Gadim. Not everyone agrees with this Kiddush of the Prima Gadim. Maybe they hold that we do Paskin like, not like they're all, forget about that. And we do Paskin like Tosfos in one of the various permutations which he rejects in that lengthy discussion, which I just don't have the time to go into at the present time. Sorry, can't go into it, it's too long. But it's fascinating. The Ra'ah made it into the Prima Gadim to be rejected. To be rejected. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Oh. Now, I want to show you a Tosis in Avodah Zarah on the Ayin Vav and Aleph. Could you get me a Avodah Zarah Ayin Vav? I think I can do it. How do you get Talmud Bavli? How do you get Talmud Bavli? Yeah, I'll learn myself how to do this here. Yeah. With Avodah Zarah? There. What did I get the top? It's the last top. Whoa. I am love. Whoa. I am love. Come on out. Here's the Gemara. Watch this, Rabbi Osai. The Gemara wants to know. Mikan ve'elech lishtri. If it's not a bas yoma, why can't you use the pot? This our girsa. Zera kedera sheina bas yoma, mishum kedera bas yoma. Okay? Fine. Let's just read it. Once we have to read the Gemara, this is for our own edification. Yidach, kedera bas yoma mifkan pogma. He says it's always a pogma. Romele rav amrem le rav sheshes tanan. Watch this now. Hashpudin va'askla malabdin ba'ur. You take the spit and the grill and you kasher it by putting it in fire. Ay, but nan kabe kochin hashpud v'askla mag'ilon b'chamin. Even though it came in with fire, you can get rid of it with water. Amalei amrem b'ri ma'inyan kochin meshul k'yulei ovek achovim hocha hetera bola hocha yisura bola rabosai. Goyim, when they cooked ham, it started off as treif. Jews cook carbonis, starts off kosher. Omarava sof sof kikapolit Isura Kapalat. Rava seems to reject this. When it came out, it was Nosar, presumably. Elohama Rava, my Hagolah, Nami Merika Shtifa. Ay, because she was Tona, goes Bechamin. Elohama Abaye, Liban Hagolah, Hagolah Liban, it's all the same thing. I should be together. He says, no, it's different. Why? Question, it's very critical. We'll see in a minute, now Simon. Kol Yom V'Yom and Kachim, Nase Giul Lechaveiro. What does that mean? I cook the korban on Sunday. I can eat it Sunday until Monday evening, right? Shnei Yom L'Alechot. So when I cook again on Monday, that eliminates the taste of Sunday, so it makes it some kind of a Giul, and therefore then it becomes Nosar. I've used the pot every single day, it'll never become Nosar, you don't have to kasher it. We'll come back to this a little bit later. Tenach Shlomim, the came with the Shnayom Misachli, Mikami the Nevi Nosar Kohavigil, and the Chatas came to the Yom Lada Misachla, Kimavashaba Hoidna Chatas Havi Nosar, Kamavashaba the next Lamachar, O Shlomochatas, Kapolet Nosar the Chatas Hoidna, the Chatas for Shlomim to Lamachar. That's a disaster. This is no. The Kimavashaba Chatas Hoidna, Hodamavashaba Hoidna Shlomim. Keep you have to always end with Shlomo on a particular day. Fine. See, who is that Gola then? Kashya. No Terrence. Ravashi Yoma. The old one can amina make Kara. Hoch at Terabola. Hoch is Surabola. Ah, you asked before. Would the Kakashalach be in the Kapolet, the Surah Kapolet? No. Be in the Kapolet, no. Isa, the Isura be Ene. Stop right here. When it comes out, sure, it came out after the no-sir deadline, but there's not enough there to make it usur. Rabbo, see what's going on? There's not enough there for the Ravashi to make it usur, even though when it comes out, it's already past the no-sir deadline. Any questions so far? Let's read you a Pishtikul Gemara about the Zohar, the last stuff. Now, Rabbo, say, yeah, watch this. Go slowly. Yeah. Bikavelech Lishtri. Hilkoch. Watch this. Dovah Mavusha Beklishen Ben Yomo. Mutter. Halacha Lamaisa. If you cook, you had a tray for pot mamish, but it wasn't used in 24 hours, whatever you cook is permissible to eat. Yeshlo says tam. Maro lahatir ha-machol. V'leser ha-kadera. Why is it you're not allowed to use the pot, but you're allowed to eat the food? Look at the answer. Here's the answer. Fishakadeira, I want you to translate this in your own English. Fishakadeira, the pot, hoya bo isur gomur tchila. Aval hamachol, lo nivla bo isur me'ola. Stop right there. What does it mean? In your own words in English. Again. Hakadeira, hoya bo isur gomur tchila. Aval hamachol, lo nivla bo isur me'ola. Give me a translation. Yeah.
The pot absorbed something usur. The meat didn't.
Very good. The pot absorbed something usur, and the meat didn't. Comes the prima godim that we just learned and says, this Tosus Rebosai is like the Ra'ah. Hey! Why do you like the Ra'ah? Because in the Ra'ah's case, it didn't absorb Yisr. All it absorbed was meat or milk. Somewhere in this big Tosfos, he suggests, in this big Prima Godim, I can't see that far. Somewhere in here, he says that this is the case. This is too much for me to see. I can't find it. But I will open for you. Those who have it can open up as well in the Bari HaShulchan, who says it's not true. Take a look at Simon Tzadi Gimel, Rabbo. So those of you who have it, please look inside. Avo. Okay. It's on page Reish Chav Gimel. Starts at the top line. The law kashidas are all bedek abayis. Teheicha de Atera Bola Lo Gozu Chachamim. Prima Gadim quotes it. The Prima Gadim says, Tosa Vodazor Ein Vav Shekosu Vibir Ahevdol Sheben Kederas Cheres La Machal Shenitzvashal Betocha. What's the difference? If it's made from meat, metal, it's not chilek in kasher. What about cheres? To mishum she kedei rohaya ba isur gama betchila. Give Sammy's translation. Ken ocha de tera bola. Kon kli cheres she bola bosor. Lacha meis leis bola cholov. Les lach zera. Kevin de mishas abli oya heter. The lo kemo she katsav ha mechabe besamach. She be mikve ze ha kedei rasur de vashel bo lo bosor ve lo cholov. Is that? Was a paskin. Tosa Vodazor is like the Ra'ah. At Kan Prima Gadim. I just can't find it. My eyes are not so good to see this quick enough. I'm sure it's somewhere in here. Please. Omnam, I'm in the first wide line of the Biurim on page Resh Chav Gimel. Yeshlan al Devarov. The Ikas, as far as I told us to see. The Logaz Rina and Be'ena Basyoma Ella. Watch this now. Laham Shicha Isur Shahoya al Klize Koda Meremes Lies. Got the wrong pshat of Tosis here, I'm sorry. What does Tosis mean? Look. Shvisha kadeira hoya ba isur gaba t'chila, not isur gaba, it absorbed tray for food. It was an isur gaba to cook b'tchila. And that isur to cook within 24 hours is extended beyond the 24 hours. Ena b'yata ben yomo. That's what it means. Im ken afa basa b'cholo, hara kodem ames liyes, hoya osa levasha ba me min shikonegdo. Also, when the Rabban after 24 hours, he found the Beferish Gra. At the Gra quotes our Tosis to explain the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, "Also the Vashel Bekedera Lo Basav Lo Cholov." He quotes our Tosis. Was a Beis Yosef. Therefore, the Prima Gadim had wrong pshat in Tosis. Don't feel bad. You know the Prima Gadim, but it's a wrong pshat. The Easter Gomer is not Rabosai. The food which is Easter Gomer, which was absorbed into it. It was the Easter gummer to cook with it within 24 hours, which we extend beyond. Fine? We extend beyond. Very, very good. So far, so good. Question, Rabosai. Question. Hagolah, we saw in the Gemara that Hagolah works, please, that Hagolah works even though it came in on fire. Why? What did the Gemara say? Remember the one said why? Why? Hetei Rabola, right? Remember what the Gemara said? I had to go back to the Gemara. Where's Gemara? Talmud Babli? Talmud Babli. Gemara said, first, Gemara started off by saying what? Rava said, come on. Hocha Hetei Rabola? Who said this? Not Rava. Rav Sheshes. He said to him, no, Heterabala Yisurabala. Now Rava seems to reject it, because after all, by the time it comes out of the nose of its treif, Rav Ashi resuscitates it, no? Long can Amar Mekara. Hoch Heterabala Och Yisurabala. Uduko Kashalach, de Be'idna de Kapolit Yisurah Kapolit? No, Be'idna de Kapolit, Lo Yisur Yisurah Be'inei. Seems to revive Rav Osei, the original distinction. And it doesn't matter, Rabosai, when you kash it, this item, this grill, you kash it with water. It doesn't matter, Rabashi says, whether you kash it with water before it came nosa or after it became nosa. That was, it seems to be the Gemara's kash. That was the kash we asked before. The kash we asked, sovki kapolet, yisura kapolet. Which seems like it was saying would be a problem because you were too late in Kashu here. And Rav Ashi says, no, it's never too late. It's never too late. Oh. Why is it never too late? So Rashi explains. Let's go back to where's links? Rashi. Rashi. Oh, this big one. Hainu, Shem Debekotchim had Tera Bola, and it originally absorbed, it was obviously kosher of meat before it became Nosa. With the Kashalach, Kipolit Isurapolit, later on, when you want to kosher it, it already has no sir in it? No. Lo chomir isura. Not so strict. Why? Shekishenas and no sir. Lo have isur be'enei. Shibetoch dofne akli yoyobalua. Ume olam lo hukar isura. To the Farish of Gemara and Rashi, you can kasher an item which absorbed on fire with water, even after the hetter converted into isur. Black on white. Gemara Rashi. Can't argue with Gemara Rashi. Oh. What happened to what I had on before? Here, I can press this one? Yeah, this is the one? This one? Yeah, look for it.
It's right above.
Right above? Ah, this. Thank you. Thank you so much. Watch this. Kosig Mon Avodazar. Prima Godem, the Mashemavua Baramba, the Meiser Carbonus, Shemagil Hashbud. Hainu davka kodem, hainu kodem shenasenosa. Achakach, lo moel de kvonasenosa. So by not panate tera, mutter, uvisur asa. Told you, look at Avodah Zarah. Dvorav eina muvonim. He maskona se gemara sham, the apa ofen di yisura polat, mo ilo hagola, ukemoshen is barley el tamadomer. We saw the gemara in Rashi. Look at the shach and the kudas of kesef, cause many we shown him, te betera bola, after Tashmish of the Ur, Mo'ila Hagola, Uladas Asom Mechomes Mikri Terabola, Mo'ila Chomes Hagola, Afil Yachashesh, even after it became Osir Pesach, Kemish de Beheter. The Eno move on, Madua Prima Gordon Miss Alem Mikolze, Losucha Les Alem. Why are the Prima Gordon making himself oblivious to everything? He gave you the answer himself. What did he say? Totally answer. Rambam Meiser Karbonis. You got it from the Rambam. The Rambam said so. The Rambam said, when do you do Hagolah, Rabbi Hossein, in the Davash Torah Libun? Immediately. So therefore, the Prima Gadim, what do you want from the Prima Gadim? He's just quoting the Rambam. Oh, let's go to, I get out of here. And we get back to the original page. Click this thing again. Right? Where?
The two boxes at the bottom
of the screen. Ah, this one. Thank you. This is the Gemara. When I have links, hold on. What? How many things do I have in links? I'm just curious. Links?
That's on Rashi.
Oh, I'm on Rashi. Let me get back to the Talmud. Talmud, Bavli. Links. I wonder how far they go with their links. Have you shown it? They have people in the back of the... Oh, what happened? I lost it? No. I beat him at Paris. What? I never said that. Oh, come on. Nothing against it, but I have links. Rashi, Tosis. How do I scroll? Oh. How do you... That's the end? That's it? What I want is the Rashash. They don't have them. Huh? They don't have Rashash, and I say Marsha they have. Okay, they don't have Marsha. They don't have. The Rashash in the Sechta of Avodah Zarah discusses this thing. The Rambam had a different Pshat in the Gemara. According to the Rambam, Rabbi Osai, you have to do the Hagolah before it becomes Treif. That's the source of the Prima Gadim. That's how he learns. That's the source. Sure, it's against the other Rishonim, but he's afraid the Prima Gadim to go against the Rambam. This leads us, Rabosa, to the next case. I only have 5 minutes. I want to give you one more case, which is very, very relevant to Lemaisa. How about a Shulchan Aruch Harav? What would that be? Someone find it for me?
Yeah.
Under what? I'm sure they have it. They wonder what they come after.
It's under the Shulchan Aruch.
Check under Shulchan
Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. Is it the
Simon Tov Nun Aleph. Or Chaim Echus Pesach. Keep going. Tov Nun Aleph. Way down. Oh, Echus Pesach. I'll draw. Tov Nun Aleph. Watch this. No. Watch. Whoa. Uh-oh. Oh, no. There's a Hagar, Abosai. How that, would they have Hagos? Links? No. I'm out of luck. Let's have Hagos at the end. Tof Nun Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel. There's a Hagar, which I don't think they printed here. Now they're pretty well. How long is this going? Wow. Endless. About to give up. Wow. Can you believe this? No, it's a Haggah printed on the side. Do you have it on your screen? Ayin Ches? No. Go back to the beginning, but I mean. In my edition of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in every edition of Shulchan Aruch Harav, they have what they call a Haggah when it comes to Sif Yud Gimel. Again, Simen Tov Nun Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel. I can't show it to you, they don't have it over here. What's that? What's the story? Oh, maybe they have the Haggah mixed in. Yeah. Ah. Maybe this is the Haggah. Yeah. Ah. I think that X may be Haggah. Let's take a look. I hope we can find it. In the Shtamish and Chomes al Yedei Ha'or. Yeah. Watch this. Eino Niflam Yedei Ha'gol B'mayim Roski. If it came on a fire, it's not enough to get it out with water. The Kibbolah Kachboto. So if it came in a fire, you got to get it out in fire. That's what he says. Okay? Very hot fire. Watch that. I think this is it. V'chein b'din b'keinah sh'nivla b'hem shari yisurit. This is the Haggah. O yisurit divrei sofrim. Ayadei ha'ur. B'lvad. Sh'tzorach l'adam yofa yofa k'shir sh'nizbar. Ela sh'b'shari yisurit remain tzorach libun ela sh'nivla b'hem dover yisur. Al nivla b'hem ayadei ha'ur dvar heter. Whoa, here we coming. V'chakach naseh yisur. Don't you nitzla alei. Whoa, here it is. This is not what God is looking for. This is how it happens so many times. Have you ever happened in your house by mistake? They took a milchik Teflon pan and made schnitzel. Who's ever had that shiloh? Who's ever heard of the shiloh? I had so many times. Kesedah. If I require Liban, what it's going to do? Ruin the pan. Ruin the pan. But the chore you have to have Liban. A pan, if we assume a pan is under fire, there's no water in a pan. Especially a Teflon pan. What?
Isn't there oil in
Teflon? Teflon doesn't require oil. It's a whole load of Teflon. It's no poison. They don't need oil. Says the Holy Alt, the Rebbe. Watch this. Watch this. Everything is critical over here. Kigon. Nitzla leem boso levado shehu heter. They made it to a fleshing pan. Vachakach nivla behen cholov. I cook milk in a fleshing Teflon pan. This is the biggest boon. I became a Lubavitcher for this pshat. Alright. The Rebbe saves us from destroying so many Teflon pans. The original taste of schnitzel that I made into a flesh of a pan will not come out when I just use Haggah like it came in on the fire. Nikomachon, watch this one. Also, mu'atam, basar, habalua ma'od besocha. This amount of schnitzel taste that is very deeply and strongly absorbed into the Teflon pan. Ad, how far deep is the nevab? Sheinu nifla mehem, rak ayadei ha'ur. It won't come out through water. It's going to stubbornly cling to the teflon. And only come out in fire. That amount, kolush hu ma'od, is very, very weak. Ve'eino kedai sheyochul olav shem chodosh. Tahainu shem basa b'cholov. Leficha k'dalem b'hagola, t'ilahaflet mehem, Iker tam habasar, im iker tam hacholov, shehein asurin machma shein kedai, the koralem shein basar b'cholov, in the foot of the hagolah. There's two levels of absorption on both sides. The majority, and that stubborn minority that clings. The majority comes out with water. The stubborn minority which clings is so weak that you're going to not call it basar b'cholov or b'cholov. When you cook milk in a fleshy Teflon pan in which you had previously fried schnitzel. So far, so good, Rebbe Osai, but there's one thing missing here in the Alter Rebbe. The case that I gave, again, he says it again. Klushim ma'od, and kedalich kos ne'alim shem bosa b'cholov, kem shetam ha'bosa ha'kolosh ma'od, kolosh ne'lubo ha'cholov ein shem kolosh yochol lochol al-tam kolosh hazeh, ma'ashen kem shenis lehem chomets korma pesach, ein ha'gola mo'eles lehem lachshir le'pesach, Okay. One case, I'm going to stop right after this case, which is discussed on Sunday, beginning of this year. The problem is, no one cooks milk in the fleshy pan. What do they do? They'll put cheese in the fleshy pan. Maybe cheese is worse. Because cheese, as opposed to cooking milk, is frying cheese. Or more likely, frying schnitzel in the milk pan. Can we save the Teflon or not? Bosai, come on Sunday, we'll find out. The Rebbe is going to save it for us. Always, sometimes, or never. One Amid Shem, as soon as we start Sunday this year, a regular time, 11:30, we see out of the Shema. Okay?